How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today on the OklahomaFarmReport.com. Quite a day for Oklahoma livestock agriculture as the newly formed Oklahoma Livestock Relief Coalition met with Governor Mary Fallon in the Blue Room at the state capitol, where Governor Fallon endorsed the concept of the coalition that'll be providing a funding channel for people to support the efforts of livestock producers and law enforcement agencies who are often given the task of caring for abandoned and neglected livestock. Governor Fallon talked with us about the value of this public-private partnership.
Well, public sector partnerships are so valuable to our state. You know, budgets are stretched at these times, just like farmers and ranchers' budgets are stretched, law enforcement budgets are stretched, and so we can all come together and work together to ask the public and private, especially the private sector, to step up with some cash donations for this coalition to help with emergency relief for these animals. It's going to make a difference.
Floyd also talked about this was a local effort. That's important, right?
Well, it is a local effort in the state of Oklahoma, and we don't want someone from outside coming and telling us how to take care of this issue. So the local people have stepped up with a solution, formed a coalition. They've developed some guidelines. They have a way to collect private sector money to give back to the local law enforcement to help with these animals.
Also in the Blue Room with the governor, State Secretary of Agriculture Jim Reese, who talked with us about all the various groups coming together, even groups that had a much different perspective of livestock than some of the other elements that were involved in the coalition.
Quite a day for Oklahoma livestock agriculture, as we've got ag groups, we've got the marketers, we've got humane groups, we've got the veterinary groups, all same room, same page, going the same direction on this issue.
Well, it is, it's proactive. It's an effort of everyone, ag groups coming together, and I think that's very important to provide a solution before the problem occurs. And so, you know, if a sheriff is required to seize an animal, then there's some, he doesn't have to go out and ask for a contribution. He doesn't have to go out and seek help in each individual case. There's a process here, a formalized process, where they can get some funds from private industry to help take care of those animals and find a home for them or take care of them.
Veterinarian Dr. Carrie Floyd is the spokesperson for the coalition itself. She's the 2011 president of the Oklahoma Veterinary Medical Association and indicates that they've worked closely with a couple of educational institutions, Oklahoma State University, as well as the college that she's a part of, Murray State, in trying to come up with the right care plan for livestock and also working on trying to find out the economics of what it's going to cost on a daily basis to handle each head that they agree to help through the sheriff's offices.
We tried to get sort of an across-the-board figure. You know, one type is going to cost more than another, maybe a calf less than a cow or something. But we tried to get a figure that would kind of hit right in the middle. And that is around probably $4 is kind of a good average, give or take a little on either side.
What's the role of the Veterinary Association? In other words, you've got the foundation actually taking the money, but the vet association for the state is involved, and there are some vet services that you may be providing.
We have encouraged our veterinarians and are working with them so that we will be available to help with law enforcement when they go to seize animals perhaps that are being neglected or are starving. Then it's very helpful if they're going to go ahead and file a case on that through the local law enforcement office that they have body condition scores. Some of those animals will have some injuries and things, and so we've encouraged veterinarians and want to get them involved to see what we need to do to tend to the humane care for the emergency care for those animals.
How significant in your mind, you're obviously on the veterinary side of things, but you've got ag producer groups, you've got the marketers, you've got the Humane Association involved. How important is all these groups are on the same page?
I think it's huge because we have all come together, we've had several meetings, and we have a common goal. We've all worked towards that in our different little ways, but I think, again, by coming together as a group, we bring more attention to it, we make the public aware, and again, we've provided a way for Oklahomans to donate right here and to help us.
Tell us about that process of donating.
Okay, there is a process. The Oklahoma Veterinary Medical Association, the foundation, which is a 501c3, has on the website a link to donate to the Oklahoma Livestock Relief Coalition. all of the other groups will have links on their web pages as well to be able to donate there. We also have the mailing address for the association and a phone number listed in the press release. So if people are more comfortable contacting us or doing it via mail, we have that option as well.
The bottom line and the message from these groups that make up the coalition, if you want to give money directly to a group that will be helping animals in need, in this case large animals, with feed and veterinary medicines, you can give to the coalition and be assured that your dollars are not going to be supporting any sort of infrastructure, but they'll be going directly for that feed bill and for those veterinary medical costs. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.